Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today we speak with the House of Rabi. We had some slight issues with the bandwidth connection, so we have slightly less quality today, but that should be all right. So we talked to Cécile today. Cécile, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So, tell our listeners, who are you and what do you do?
So, I am in charge of the trade and the marketing of my family vineyard. And my vineyard is in Segonzac, in Grande Champagne. And I work with my father for 13 years.
13 years, So, and tell us a little bit about Rabi. So how many hectares, I mean, you already said, so it's Grand Champagne. How many hectares of vines are there?
Okay, so my family has owned its vineyard since 1884. And during this time, the vineyard grew in size from 1.5 hectares to 12.5 hectares before reaching its present 40 hectares of vines.
Wow, 1.5 hectares of vines in Grand Champagne, that's not a lot compared to 40.
Yeah.
With 1.5 hectares in the 19th century, that was winemaking, right? There was no distilling back in that day, I assume.
No, in fact, I am the fifth generation of wine growers, but I am the third generation of distillers. In fact,
that
it was
sense.
My grandfather who took its first step in distilling in the 1970s with the 12 hectoliter Charentais pot still.
And how many hectares of vines did you have when you started distilling? Like 10, 15 hectares or so?
12 and a half.
Ah, okay. So today your production includes cognac. And what other products?
We also produce wine, grape juice, and liqueurs.
Liqueurs, and I assume also you also produce Pinot de Charente or only liqueurs?
Yeah, Pinot de Charente and wine.
I see. I assume you also provide a larger maison with your eau de vie.
Yeah, I provide the Rémy Martin and Martin.
And can you say how much of your harvest or how much of your cognac, like percentage-wise, do you sell under your own brand?
For the moment, I only sell 2% of the production.
2% is Rabi, I see. So what else can you tell us about your house today?
Actually, we are... seven people who work in the farm, and my father is still working with us. And this team permits to have a nice range of cognac, pinot, and liqueur and grape juice.
And do you plan with your 40, I mean, 40 hectares is not nothing in Grand Champagne, I would say. Do you plan to expand? I assume you replant every year or so, but do you also plan to expand to have more hectares of vines, or do you say it's enough for you guys?
I said it's enough, but I would like to find an export market. Actually, I only sell in France. And I would like to that the part of the sales that we do in with Cognac Rabi become bigger.
So today you only sell in France. I think that's kind of remarkable to our listeners because you're one of the cognac producers, one of the many cognac producers that have their own family brand and only sell in France. So there are so many possibilities internationally, I would say, personally. So you don't even sell to Belgium or another European country? No export at all?
I sell to Belgium, but it's the only market that I have. I sell in France and Belgium. I have many possibilities in export market, and I hope that these possibilities will come and will become bigger.
So you're planning to increase that 2%. So in order to you develop your export, I assume normally you would go to ProVine, you would go to Vinexpo and all these fairs, right?
In fact, for the moment, I did mm-hmm. one in Netherlands, and I hope one day I can go to ProVine. I know mm-hmm. that in ProVine, I can meet a lot of importers, and I hope one day I can go and meet a lot of importers in ProVine.
I see. So you are more hoping that ProVine could actually lead to business relationships than Vinexpo, as many other producers too, right? Let's start perhaps today with bringing your cognac to the world and to our listeners. And we talk about the cognac we will taste today. So what is it, Cécile? What do we taste today?
We are going to taste our XO cognac. Mm-hmm. All our cognac was created 13 years ago when we started doing direct sales. And it's cognac which is done with the stock of my father and the stock of my grandfather. Because mm-hmm. I have the luck that two of my grandfathers did the cognac. The father of my father and the father of my mother, which permits me to make XO quality. In fact, the farm that I am in charge is the farm of the father of my father, and my uncle is in charge of the farm of the father of my mother. And I can use stock from both families. So the XO that we are going to taste, it's a blend of cognac between 12 years old and 40 years old. So it's a blend of cognac from my generation to my grandfather's generation.
Wow. So all it's 12 to 40 years old, 40.
And all our cognac are 40 degrees. It's Grand Champagne Cognac. It's pure Uni Blanc.
The grape variety is Uni Blanc, so you do use the lees. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And we stock wine in stainless steel before doing distillation. And after doing distillation, we stock eau de vie in oak barrels. The oak comes from Limousin area, and we use new old barrels. We use both, and the size of the barrels is between 270 liters and 400 liters.
How many pot stills do you have on your farm today?
We have two pot stills. One is a 12 hectoliter, and the other is a 25 hectoliter. 12 hectoliter, my grandfather bought it in 1970, and the 25 hectoliter was built in 1991.
So that means that this XO cognac was distilled with both alembic pot stills. Yeah. And when you say stainless steel cuve to make the wine, can you perhaps explain what is so good about stainless steel when making the wine before distillation?
But this type of material is good in alimentary contact, and it's permit to do vinification in good conditions, and this type of material is easy to clean, and it permits to have no phthalate residue in the wines.
Mm-hmm. What else can you tell us about this XO?
We are working with Alary and Sogamoro Cooper. And the cellar where we stock this cognac is medium humid. I'm going to tell you more about the nose of this cognac.
Yes, please.
So we have flowery notes, narcissus. We have fruity notes, nuts, prunes, condai orange. And we have also tobacco, grade coffee, cedarwood, and vanilla. Mm-hmm. And when we test it, the palate is delicate. There is a richness of aromas and its length. And on this cognac, we obtain a gold medal in World Spirit Selection this year.
When, in which year did you receive this?
This year, in 2020. We obtained it 3 weeks ago.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations. I think that's good in these times of coronavirus and without having the possibility of going to trade fairs and so on. I think that gold medals and medals in general are good. They are important. So, congrats.
Great. Yeah, it permits to consumers to be secured on the quality of the produce and due to the fact that it's not so easy to test produce because there are no trade fairs, it can be a good information for the customer.
Absolutely. Cécile, thank you very much for this introduction and for this tasting of Rabhi XO. It was my pleasure. I wish you a great day. I talk to you soon, yeah? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!